I guess you could say. But it makes it that much easier. So I understand what you're saying on that one. All right, thanks for the comment. Victor Echo 4, Alpha Alpha. There seems to be a lot of Alpha Alphas out there. Not sure why. Victor Echo 4, Alpha Alpha Papa. From Saskatoon, Rob. Last thoughts and comments.
So, Victor Echo 4, Alpha Alpha Papa. I missed your question there. You want to repeat it? Come back.
Absolutely. The question of the evening was, if you are able if you're able to time travel, where would you go? Would you go in the past, or would you go to the future? Back to you, Rob. Wade, the mic is yours.
I think I would want to go in the past, and maybe not that far back, but I could go and look at some of the mistakes decisions that I've made that weren't the best in my life, and maybe make some different ones and see where it goes. Back to you.
Victor Echo 4, Alpha Alpha Papa, V3 RPD, net control returner. Yeah, I completely understand that. I know where you're coming from, and I'm sure we've all done decisions in our lives that you wish that you could go back to. Man, it might be a different subject, different question for an evening for the other net controllers listening right now. Hi there, Lewis. Something to think, keep in mind. All right, thanks for that. All right, let's move on to VF4 CJP. I think Colin was saying 73, but I might be wrong. Mike is yours for the last thoughts and comments.
Colin here. I'm returning back to the area coverage area. So, yeah, I think if I had a chance to go anywhere, I think I would go back in the past, but not too far back in the past, maybe to like the 60s and 70s. I think it would be a nicer, more casual, quieter time to be alive and not have so much technologies, but still have some of the modern conveniences and be able to spend more time, you know, with friends and family and going out and playing cards and, yeah, different times. Different time of, that's for sure.
VA4 CJP, V3 Opinion and Control returning. Yep, the 60s, there you go. Back in the old rock and roll days, back to the Elvis days and Jerry Lee Lewis and those would definitely be some good times for sure. Thanks for that, Colin. All right, let's move on to V5GTW. George, for your last thoughts and comments. Well, perhaps George was saying the 73s on his last transmission. I kind of lost track here. Sorry about that. All right, let's move on to WA2KM. Last thoughts and Kevin. Last thoughts and comments there, Kevin. Nope, not happening. All right, let's move on to V5RJM. Randy, for your last thoughts and comments, sir. All right, not hearing anything from Randy. Let's go for the last-minute check-in. This is it. Not happening after this. Last-minute check-ins for the Tri-Net. Please come now with your name, call sign, and location.
Victor Alpha 3, Papa Alpha India, Mick Kaufman, in and out.
All right, we got a V3PAI. Mick, thanks for checking in and out. All right, this is it. We'll call it quits for now. No way expected to be an hour and 20 minutes on this net, actually pretty much for the first time, so it's all good. Nice to see some new call signs from pretty much all over. Pretty much Ontario, we got some Texas, and we have some New Jersey, so it's all good. All in all, we had 17 participants tonight, so I thank you for that. All right, I do hope to talk to you next Thursday at the same bat time and the same bat place at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Victor Echo 3. Yankee Papa Delta closing down the trail to the net and returning all repeaters to their regular use. Oh, before I go, thanks, Joe, for doing the login this evening. It definitely helped me out this evening. There's no doubt about that. All right, that being said, 73 to y'all. Be good, be safe, and hopefully we'll catch you next Thursday again. Same bat time, same bat channel. Cheers all. Take care. 73. This is Victor Echo 3 Yankee Papa Delta signing off.
E3YPD KC5.
KC5 WE3YPD, go ahead.
Pete, how many did you say we had tonight?
1-7.
Wow, that's impressive. I think that, like I said, I think that broke a record. Reminds me, I don't even think we came close to that when we had the reset net on Monday night and the dry-up Thursday net combined. So, yeah, great job. I think that was because Emil had linked in the Saskatchewan repeater. I know he spends a lot of time there. Okay, you have a good weekend, my friend. We'll catch you next week. KC5RJL, clear.
Yep, sounds good, Lewis. Yeah, like I said, it's nice to see the FK people and the MB people chiming in here to greet to see people across Canada for sure. So, not to mention the U.S. I wish we had more U.S. people, but maybe someday they'll chime in and get more people on the Tri-Ulters net. Very good, Lewis. You take care, my friend, and have a good rest of the week, and a good weekend. Victor Echo 3, Yankee Papa Delta, I'll be clear.